Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the development of high oleic soybeans and their potential for increasing soybean demand and improving the profitability of U.S. soybean producers. A lot of attention has been paid to the quality of the protein in soybean meal, and that continues to be of utmost importance to the competitiveness of U.S. soybean meal globally. However, about 20% of the bean is comprised of oil, but that one-fifth of a bean comprises about one-third of the price a farmer gets for that bean. The chief competitors in the food oil sector are canola oil and palm oil. These oils were competitive with partially hydrogenated soybean oil. But the move toward labeling trans fats on food products led to lost demand for soybean oil to the tune of 4 billion pounds annually. Then, in 2015, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced a phase-out of partially hydrogenated oils in the nation's food supply. Again, traditional soybean oil found itself at a disadvantage in the marketplace. That decision could result in a loss of 1.5 billion pounds of soybean oil demand. According to John Motter, an Ohio soybean farmer and a director on the United Soybean Board, these numbers quickly got the attention of the board.
If that was Ford Motor Company and we were talking about minivans and they lost a third or more of their demand, the board of directors would convene. We've got to do something different or we got to stop producing minivans. I'm not producing minivans, I'm producing soybeans. I need to figure out how I make the demand for soybean oil, one that's in the edible oil market, and it's competitive in the edible oil market.
Enter high oleic soybeans, new varieties that promise to strengthen demand for soybeans and position soybean oil to reclaim its competitive edge in the marketplace. High oleic soybean oil has 0 grams trans fats and performs well under high heat conditions such as frying and baking. Again, John Motter.
The development of high oleic is all around trans fat labeling and the issues that we saw in edible oils coming from the soybean sector. It's our answer to keeping and preserving those markets that are really important, the highest use of soybean oil, human consumption.
Currently, 625,000 acres of high oleic soybeans are grown in selected areas of 12 states. In maturity zones 2.0 to 4.2. As the seed genetics companies continue to develop new varieties, the maturity zones are expected to expand to 0 to 5 by the year 2020. In fact, the soybean industry has set a goal of 16 million planted acres of high oleic soybeans, and if that goal is reached, high oleic soybeans would become the fourth largest grain and oilseed crop in the United States, behind corn, traditional soybeans, and wheat. Dan Farney, a soybean farmer from Martin, Illinois, and a director on the United Soybean Board, says that high oleic is a focus for the soy checkoff.
What our goal is, our hope is that that gets spread throughout the value chain, and then it becomes kind of a specialty oil, a specialty bean that the farmer can get a small premium on. When we grow it pretty much the same as a normal soybean, so it's not hard to grow. It's just it has to be segregated and then keep it separate from other beans to be crushed and turned into oil and then used by the end user.
Added demand from high oleic soybeans will raise demand for the entire U.S. soybean crop, and that will help all U.S. soybean farmers, including those who don't grow high oleic. Thanks to John Motter and Dan Farney for sharing their insight on high oleic soybeans with us. You can discover more about the promise and potential of high oleic soybeans by visiting unitedsoybean.org or soyinnovation.com.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.